może dzisiaj mi to znaczy mi to ani co sama mi też nie chodzi na nic to co mało ja chodzę ja terminati na czek and we can say because of this soul that you maintain so I cannot sleep because there's constant noise and talking so again it's so shame because the first thing like it אבל איזה כאלי, ינטים ומי חייב איזה חשוב. זאת אומרת, if let's say one resident of the hotel wants to maintain store where other people keep on coming, so then the other residents of the hotel can object, can explain. But suppose the customers don't come into the hotel. But he does his work in the hotel. And then he sells the keli in the market, in the shop. But he does a lot of work at home. So maybe that also causes noise. So then he can, towards that, he cannot object. In other words, he can only object in the work that he does in the hotel brings many nechnos in the age. But if he doesn't, bring nechnos in the eighteen. Only thing is, he makes noise when he does his work. So the shchem cannot object. So some shchem are not dealers. In other words, he, let's say, he strikes on the anvil and it makes a lot of noise, and that also causes a disturbance to the other residents. So he cannot object because it's his right. He has a certain type of profession, a certain type of occupation. So it's his right to do that work, even though it produces noise. But to maintain the store, where there are many others who come and make noise, that So there is an apparent stigma between the Reisha and the Zeh. Because the Reisha says that the residents of the Chotea have the right to restrain anyone from taking something that brings many people into the chotzer who make noise. So that means according to the Reisha, one cannot maintain, let's say, a school in the chotzer to teach children because many children come and they make noise, they disturb. He can restrain. He said, "In Yochim Shem, we call Yochim Chivay. You may be on Yochim Shem Drakus Paris." But then the Sefer says, "Vei Yochim Chiv Yodei. You may know it. In Yochim Shem, we kill a party for the Chayim." So as far as we kill a party for the Chayim is concerned, there is no stigma, because kill a party for the Chayim, that's his own work. That's the noise done by himself, not by other people. But in any case, it says, in Yochim Shem, in any case, that means he can maintain school other promises, even though that involves Nechnosim Yetzim, all the children who come and make noise, he still cannot object. And the Reisha says that wherever there are Nechnosim Yetzim, then the residents, the Shechem, cannot object. So there is this, now. And Haraman assumed that Kilat in any case is not limited after to school children. But it means in Yochimimcha is not the limit in Yochimishim in Kilat in any case, let's say even if he maintains his store, and children come, keep on coming, let's say he has a candy store. So children keep on coming in and walking out, so he still cannot object. The limit of the ages. Because all the title of the ages are going to be Shem Mishem. The whole of the Hanukkah of Hanukkah. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Maish Naveishi, Maish Besefe. So the skin is between the Reish that says that he can be Meichel and say in Yochan Mishim Karabas Paizi, and the same that says that he cannot be Meichel, that in Yochan Mishim Karabas Even if we assume that Kelatnekes means school children, but if the school children learn something other than Torah, so it's the same thing like Hanus. Same thing like Hanus? Alright. So, Omar Abayi, the same for Nasha and Chotzer Acher, that the same cannot be seen Mogen. A Mogen is an Abbe, and every Mogen he had the Mogen of Chatzer. So, in other words, according to Abayi, so when does the Elisha say that Shechem had the right to restrain one resident from obtaining something that brings many nichnos in the 18, that is, in other words, the residents of the same hotel. And Mobe, he had, let's say, five hotels. And Mobe is another. So, and all the hotels were use one common element, use commonly another. So let's say, so now we could have five hotels, and then the hotel could have, let's say, five bodies. So in other words, a hotel is like an apartment. Today, we also have courtyards, but people don't use the courtyards. So in other words, so the hotel is like the apartment. It was used by all the tenants of that hotel, by all the occupants of the various houses. So let's say you have a mobile with five hotels, and then each hotel has five bodies. So each bias, that's one family that we need. So the male, according to Abaye, so the residents of the same hotel, the co-residents of the same hotel, they have the right to restrain their co-resident of the hotel from taking the shop in store. But the residents of the same mobile have not the same hotel, have no right to restrain the occupant of another hotel from maintaining a shop in the other hotel, as long as the shop is not maintained in their hotel. In their hotel. This is what Abaye says. Now, on the Rabbi, the Rabbi, so the Rabbi, 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 in other words, that the co-residents of the same hotel can restrain another co-resident from taking the shop is stopped. But the co-residents of the same mobile cannot restrain a co-resident of the mobile from taking the shop in another hotel. Because then the nuisance is not so substantial. After all, it's another hotel. This is what Abaye says. On the Rope, the Roche, place the hotel aheres, Muta. So why? So the Mishnah should say, Chomishel Chotzer, Zeish Chotzer Zu, Yizyochem Yimchit Yodem, Abo, Chomishel Chotzer Acheres, Yizyochem Yimchit Yodem. Why do they have to add so many words? In the whole distinction is between the same Chotzer and another Chotzer, so the Mishnah should formulate it that way. And Reimu Milami Yodem Talmid Roshim Tzor. Elo, so the fact that the Mishnah doesn't formulate it that way, so it's a raya that this is not what the same of the Mishnah referring to. Elo Mahot, same thing as of the divinity shall be scarred, the Takonas, the Yeshua, the Takonas Yeshua, the Gamma Veil. So in other words, so what they say is that the same thing also can have reference to the same concept. That the same thing can also have reference to the same concept. And still the same thing says that the co-residents of the same concept cannot restrain one Malachotzea from taking a certain activity that involves many chlosim eating, because the sefer has reference to a specific kind of an activity, of an occupation, namely in the sefer, for Torah. So there is a special takone. In other words, without the takone, so the maintenance of the sefer would be subject to the same restriction as the maintenance of Isha. But there is a special takone. Because of Yadol Tamar, so Yeshua Ben Gamliel was misaken that one, a resident of the Chotzer, has the right to maintain the sefer for children who learn Torah, even though it should be, from the point of view of the general rule, it should be considered a nuisance, because it's a disturbance. It interferes with their rest and their sleeping and so on. But it's a special takana. Because of Yad Kutay, so Yeshua Ben Gamliel was misaken. Now, the question is this. Is Rabbi Chanina an advised in? Abaye certainly says that let's say in respect to an ordinary shop, a food store, a grocery store. So in this Gemara we have all the halachas of zoning. No. There is a big field of zoning. So here in the United States, so everything depends, you know, upon the city council. I mean, there are no special halachas. So, but the halacha provides for everything, even for zoning. In other words, whether a person can maintain a grocery store in a residential place or not. So there are halachas. So, Rav Abaye certainly says that one cannot maintain a, let's say, a grocery store in the same hotel. Same chotzer means that's the counterpart. Today's counterpart would be the apartment building. In the same building, there's the chotzer. The chotzer was an apartment building. So, but in a different chotzer, in the same alley, he can maintain a grocery store or any shop that involves many necessities. That's what Abaye says. And the point of why this the pshat, this thing is mentioned in the sefer of the Mishnah. Now, Rove, according to Rove, this being that there is a distinction between Eisa Chotzer and Chotzer Acheres is not mentioned in the sefer of the Mishnah. But perhaps Rove agrees with Abaye's thing. Except that Rove is medallic that the sefer of the Mishnah does not have reference to the maintenance of Isha in a different chotzer, because the sefer of the Mishnah has reference to something else. It has reference to the maintenance of the Mishnah sefer there in the same chotzer. But even though the sefer of the Mishnah does not deal with this, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yisrael Ben Abaye is here. It doesn't mean, and Tosfos says so. Tosfos that the power of Dalet the Baramasco without a says that Rabbi is not here on the merits of the name, he's only chilek in regard to the pshat in the same. But he agrees with Abaye. However, there are some machine who are chilek in this, and they say that according to Rabbi, that the sefer is not expressing for this thing, which is a chilek. So then it's not in right. According to Abaye, so the Mishnah is expressive of this big chilek. But according to Rabbi, the Mishnah is not expressive of this chilek. So mele, there is no distinction between the same chotzer and a different chotzer. And the Benidah says, halacha kirov. If the Benidah should agree with the Shita of Tosfos, it would be shy to say halacha kirov. So then there is no machlokes in the din. There is only machlokes in the pshat, the Mishnah is not shy to say halacha. The fact that the Rambam says halacha kirov indicates that the Rambam, and that's probably how the Rambam died, was from the Rambam, that the Rambam is strict on basis, and he holds that Rambam is chelik not only on the pshat in the sefer, is chelik on Abaye not only in respect to the pshat in the sefer of the Mishnah, but in etzem din of Abaye, Rambam is there. And according to Rambam, according to the Rambam, so there is he can restrain you, not only the resident of the same chotzer can restrain, but even the resident of a different chotzer in the same moment can also restrain, because after all, there is still a disturbance, even though it's in a different chotzer. But the sefer of the Mishneh, according to Rabbi, has reference to be a sefer. So the sefer of Torah is an exception. The sefer of Torah is an exception. Why? Because of a special takonet by Yeshua ben Gamliel. Yomar, with takonet Yeshua ben Gamliel ve'elech. So it appears that prior to takonet of Yeshua ben Gamliel, so one could restrain even in Lamed Reis from taking in the sefer. So the fool, all these things are the ISIS. They all come in the category of Nisgishrein. So everything is Nisgishrein. Let's say, Kutre, Oshon, smoke is Nisgishrein, Reach is Nisgishrein, and noise, excessive noise, to the extent that it interferes with the sleeping of the residents, of the tenants. So he's also Nisgishrein. It's also Nisgishrein. I mean, it's not in Ezek, in Volokame, I mean, one could not even damage us, well, I mean, it's Torah, because of noise, but it is still a mazik. A mazik is shein, in other words, to restrain. To restrain one shot from taking something that is a nuisance. Alright. But, so it's mashma, that prior to the Nakome of Yeshua ben Gamliel, you should restrain. So it's mashma, it's an ice. Unless we say it's a problem, but there was an earlier attack on it, prior to the time, to the attack on the Yeshua ben Gamliel. That's what you could say. But Pashka says that all the Allah's list is Shreem are the Isis. See, for now, so we can show this Rabbah, when we take on the Yeshua ben Gamliel, Yomara Yud, Yomara Al, comes up when he says he should take the Yeshua ben Gamliel, Shreem, 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 Now, about this question whether Hachokas Niski Shreim is the rights of Hachokas Chachomim, so I mentioned it before Pesach, Zani, that from all the Shreim it appears that it's the rights. And for the Mabit, the Kriya Sefer, he says it's Hachokas Chachomim. And then, the Gros is entirely from the Roshon of Rashi, that there is a difference between, let's say, Hachokas Niski Shreim of Gira Deleid, where even Rabbi Yossi agrees that our Mazik or Halfa is Atzmei, so that's the Reis. Masha'imke, the Hachokas Nizokim according to the Rabbon of Rabbi Yossi, where it's not Gira Deleid, and the Rabbon still say that it is our Mazik or Halfa is Atzmei, so they are according to the Rabbon of Rabbi Yossi is wrong. And that is Mashma from Mashma. But all these means of let's get away. Let's say Kutre Oshon, let's say noise is get away noise. So there is the rice. So prior to the Kodesh Bishop and Gamliel, there was this who's training to restrain a tenant from intending to be safe also because of this training. But that was the effect of the Takone of Bishop and Gamliel. Yomara, Mirun Yomara, Brah, Zoko Waisi Waisi Tei, Vinishua Bin Gamish, Shinimori Hu, Nistakach Tiro Nisrael, Shinitrio Nishinishlo, Ulami Tiro, Nishin Yom, Yom Tiro, My Dogosh, the Mantem Waiso, the Mantem Atem. Which the Mantem does this more have reference to now? On the margin it says, Roy Yudam. So that's the Lumanitan in Parshas Boim Shemayah. So that's the Lumanitan in Parshas Boim Shemayah. That's the one with Allah. Lumanitan Moisom is Necham Nidalem. Bishifte from the Nisecho, Uvrech from the Derech, Uvrech from the in the Parashat of Mishmeya. That's going in Allah. So the Darshi, the Rimanitem Atem, in other words, only the father is Mishmeya. But somebody else who is not the father is not Mishmeya. now it could. Oh, and let's say, I mean, this is what the Martyr says, but it could be another line, the Mozart, who is in going heavy, there is a little bit of It means this. But the Martyr mentions one of them. That's probably from the Saladamish book. Alright, so let me get a difference. So the Darshan to Umaritan, Umaritan, in other words, only the father. But one who doesn't have a father is not going to reach the point of. He doesn't have. So, I mean, who should be Mechuyev? He's Yosef. He doesn't have a father. So, in other words, so some other Jew is not Mechuyev. So, in Skiru, she's in Yilam, but in any case, be on Shalai. My daughter, she will see it, it's pay off. Now, so from this Gemara we see it's not that only that the Chachomim in that door entertain the view that it seems that no one was really coming on that premise, because if that had been the view of the of some Chachomim in a certain generation, and then the other Chachomim in sure the Gamla generation, no. So how differently? So then Gemara should say he's Kino. So Gemara should say Hoyo. Chachomim is no. And then what does it do with Yeshua and Gamla? So it seems that this premise is uncontested. It's true that as far as the mitzvah of the humanitarian reason is concerned, that applies only to a father, but not to somebody else. So maybe what was the result? That if somebody was unfortunately Yosef, he had no father, so no one had the responsibility of teaching him Torah. So because of that, Yeshua ben Gamla was misake to set up the Lamed to make his Yerushalayim. Now, but is that so? I mean, is it so that the chiyuv of teaching Torah applies only to the father? And if Chas v'Shalom someone has no father, so then no Jew is mechuyev to teaching Torah? I mean, this is. It couldn't. It's a rasvor, it's inconceivable. And not only is it inconceivable, it's a rasvor, it's mentioned. The Rambam says explicitly the counter. And it's not. It doesn't seem that there should be any machlekes on there. Is this a tree? Because this tree says, now, we should not talk to Gondacho, it will tell me that. She never have your two three on me. So what do you mean the Abhi? It means the sons of the Abhi. It means the Talmidim of the Abhi. So, we should not talk to Gondacho does not have reference just to his son, but to every Jewish boy. So anyway, so it's not like that. Now the Rambam says as follows. Perikalik with the commentary of the Hades. Kishem shechayim bodo lohamid his name, kach, uchayim lohamid his name, mei, shenema vidayim bodo lohamid his name, lecho, viroi gnoi uben gnoi nubad, אלו מיצרו כוחו מכוחו מישראל ללמוד לזכור תלמידים אף על פי שאין בונו שנאמר ושינם טוב לבונכו וביישבו אל עומדו בונכו עם תלמידכו שהתלמידים קרויים בונים שנאמר ויוצאו בני ילדים אם כי לא מצטבו על בנוי ועל בן בנוי להקדו בנוי ובן בנוי ובן בנוי ובן חברים so the Rambam says and that's his decree So, that the chiyuv is to teach Torah to every Jewish boy, whether he is his son or not his son. So, how does the Gemara say, אבל לא זה שהם התחילו. מי שיש לו יום לא מתאו, מי שאין לו לא יום לא מתאו. מה ידרוש? ולמדתם ריסון, ולמדתם אתם? ולמדתם אתם? נעקבת. הרמב״ם נורגים אומר שם extinction between בנוי ומרחבת. וחייב ביסטי יום לא מתאו ובנוי ולא מתאו. ואין חייב ולא מתאו ומרחבת ויום לכם. That's the difference. In other words, that one is mechuyev even for his own son, he's mechuyev to engage in lamed too. But Ben Chaverei, he's not mechuyev to engage in lamed. If I have used him lamed or be lamed, only the chinom is mechuyev to teach Ben Chaverei. If I have lamed Ben Chaverei or the chinom, you shall not be lamed. חייב למה בסך סבי כשיאקו, שנאמר, ולמד את המריסו נשמע במעשה זו. וכן אתם יודעים את זה בכל מוקים שאתה מכיר במעשה, ושאתה מכיר במעשה, והמעשה נהיה לו איתם. So in other words, so, the reason is this, because there are two psukim. One posik is, לשינם תום, לבונח. So here, that posik, או לבונח, או זו נסיפי, explains that you come with that. So that applies to all Jewish boys. Not after his own children. To all Jewish boys. So, but that mitzvah mishnam tom libanecho elu tamidecho does not imply a chiyuv to higher levels. The chiyuv yes, but to higher levels not. Then there is a mitzvah of the limaritem, who is on his nechem, so this has reference only to one's own sons, to his own sons, and that mitzvah implies an obligation to a higher one. So later the pshat in the Gemara is so insofar. So the pshat is like this: mishinishli or lavitel, whether let's say the father was knowledgeable. Or he was not knowledgeable. So the father was obligated to make sure that the son studies Torah. If he was knowledgeable and he was in a position to teach the son himself, so then he was able to do that. So he's going to do that and best make sure that every father should fulfill his responsibility towards his son of teaching him Torah. If he was knowledgeable, so he taught himself. He was not knowledgeable. He couldn't teach himself, so he had to engage in Muhammad to teach his son. But if somebody was not, if someone was Yosef, he did not have a father, so the male, of course there was a few upon all those Jews who were able to teach Ben Chaverei, but maybe in a certain city or in a certain place, so there was no one who was knowledgeable available to teach him. And even if they were available, maybe the one who was knowledgeable was not able to teach the Ben Chaverei anyway, because he had no time, because he had to work on it. So if it happened to one's own son, so then the fact that he cannot teach him himself was no excuse, because so then he had to engage him on it. But for Ben Chaverei, so Ben Chaverei is not mechuyev to engage in the Chaverei is not mechuyev to engage in Lamed. So Melee is so many. He's saying were not toto because either because there was no one in that place who was knowledgeable, or because there was no one who was available. Even if he was knowledgeable. Because he had to teach his own sons. Of course, there's a big dinner. So, let's say, so the chinom, what is the chuyev to teach the chaverei to? But suppose he cannot teach more than two of them together. Only one, so of course there is a dinner. So one's own son has a priority as against Ben Chaverei. So mainly the net result was that many a Yosef was neglected and he was not at all. That was the result. Alright. So it's killed. She didn't. So that happened long before Yeshua ben Kama's days. So in Skidu Shirim Yishin, the land of many gates, Yerushalayim, my gosh, ki mitzirin tetziteo, mitzirin tetziteo, v'atayi, mi sheyesh lio, v'yo ma'ale umlamte, mi sheyesh lio, lo yoreve, v'yomi. So what, even after they set up Yerushalayim, many for the same prayer, but not every parent took his son to Yerushalayim. So at the contrary, who took advantage of that? That those who had fathers. So they found it more convenient to take their son to Yerushalayim. And when the rebellion, the Melamdim, they said, Yerushalayim, attend to him. But those who did that, unfortunately, saying, who didn't have a father, no one cared. So no one even took it to Yerushalayim. So only at one time Yerushalayim was the only city in the Eretz Yisrael where they had Melamdim Neges. Where they had Melamdim Neges. And in other cities, there were no public Melamdim Neges. Melamdim Neges of the city. There was no such thing. Only Yerushalayim was a king. But not in the other cities. So it was still a very sad situation. So, Mishen Uyo, his hero, and even though originally the Takoneo of setting up the public Melamdim Neges in Yerushalayim was for the purpose of accommodating the insane, but who benefited from it? Actually, who benefited from it more than anybody else? The non-insane. The insane didn't benefit because the insane who lived far away from Yerushalayim, there was no one to attend to them. So the melee, they still remained neglected after the Melamdim Neges was set up in Yerushalayim. So then his hero, and that was also prior to the days of Yeshua ben Kama. His hero sheyu mishivim b'chol plach uplach umach nisinesi kiben tezayim kiben plach. Now that's how it deals anymore. So it says ben plach uplach. And then Yeshua ben Kama was misaking that we should be mentioned around the Neges, not only the Choplach Choplach, but the Cholodino Medino, and the Cholio Liya. The Cholio Liya. So apparently, according to this Yosei, it appears that Plach, that Plach Choplach is the biggest district. I mean, first, the smallest is Liya, and then you have Medino, and then you have Plach. Then you have Plach. Now what is Plach? Plach is probably, it's a whole, I don't know how to call it in English. I mean, city, I mean, Ir is translated into the term city, and Medino is translated into the term state, and then Plach contains many Medinas, many Medinas. It's a whole country. So at first the Takone was that there should be public Melamdim Neges in every plach for children of the whole plach. And then Umachis Neze Kibet Zion Kibet Zion. Now isn't it strange that if they were Misaki, why were they Misaki to appoint public Melamdim Neges in order to accommodate the insane, the unfortunate insane? So it should be Misaki that they should teach the insane at the age of 6, at the age of 7, not to let them grow up without Torah, and then to accompany them at the age of 16, 17. Isn't it strange? It's very strange. But this is what the Gemara says. The original Takoni was, Shirishin Yehotlach Yehotlach, Umachnis Neze Kibet Zayim Kibet Zayim. So what happened to the unfortunate saying until they reached the age of 16 or 17? So they had to wander around in the streets, I mean, without power. It looks very strange. But this is what Gemara says. And why should the Chachamim in any door be misaken that the Melamdim Neges should accommodate all the boys who already reached the age of 16 or 17? Isn't it more important? If it had been connection with Onis and then we could understand if it had been connection with non-essential. Because if a non-essential soul, when they are very little, so with the parents, they care of them. But when they become older, so many a parent is not interested in them. But some people, they had to appoint demanding for them. But the whole purpose we see was because of the said situation in connection with the essential. Vatai vishesh yogoyamali namande. Vishesh yogoyamali. So we have to do something for the essential. So on the contrary, they should appoint demanding in any case for the age of 6 or 7. Why? Umachnis basic in the desire to be a child. Umisho yogabe case or Gabi is married, so sins. Who took advantage of these poor humanity? Who took advantage of these poor humanity? And of course, these humanity is not free, because that was the whole purpose. The Ramasas, that was the whole purpose. In other words, there should be humanity who teach free, I mean, so that one who cannot pay will also be able to learn Torah. So the melee, who was involved in those what he said there? Big boys, given desire, given anxiety. So he already had a spirit of rebellion, the Talmud. So if he said that he was very strict with Talmud, so what the Talmud did, he just left him and quitted his anger. So again, nothing was accomplished for the same. Actually, what Yeshua ben Gamliel v'tike sheyiru mishivim yivam v'kinei keis v'cholidino v'midino v'cholidino v'iyo v'machisim v'seki v'sheish v'neshem. Then finally, so there are several stages of takonas. So the first stage was when they just were wishing to one of the nations in Rosh Hashanah, not in the other cities. Then the second stage was when they were wishing in every district, but only in the whole Tlach, in every district, not in every city. Then the ultimate stage, that was the Takon of Yishuv Yama. So he was wishing to one of the nations in Rosh Hashanah. Now what does it mean? If your Medino is more than a year, so and Medino has many idolatries, so if you have one Medinakis in every city, so what's the purpose? What's the purpose of having one Medinakis become Medino Medino? Apparently, let's say it says, Umachnis in the city, then change to then share. So in other words, every city had to have one, because a mass had to have one of these, a public one of these. In other words, where children could learn Torah without any bank. That's the Ramah principle. That's the whole accomplishment of the Takon. So, but in the melee, so every child had an opportunity to learn Torah. Not only had an opportunity, it was a compulsory education for this Takon education in Talmud. In other words, it was not only that they set up the Ramah Yiddish for the Seder. The Yerushalmi in Tzudes, Pelikhes, so he says, mentions it in the name of Shimon B'Shech. So apparently there was some sort of integration between the Takon of Shimon B'Shech and the Takon of Yishev and Amma. What he says, the Chin Moshetach is Misaki, She Yiyu Hayurodim Hilchit from Yisasim. In other words, the Takon of Chin Moshetach was, let's say, suppose there is a parent, and he considers himself to be one, and he says, I don't want to send my boy to a Yisifer, I can teach him at home much more. So that was the Takon of Chin Moshetach. That every Jewish child, every Jewish boy has to go to the Seder. Even even if he has a rabbi at home who teaches him 10 hours a day or more. But our worry is that everyone has to go to the city and to learn together with other children. So that is mentioned in Yerushalmi in Ksuvos Ches in connection with Shimon Meshach. Here there is, it says Yeshua ben Gamli. But it could be, I'm sure that this is the pshat, that there is an integration between the takone of Yeshua ben Gamli and the takone of Shimon Meshach. Yeshua ben Gamli by himself was deciding and this the Ramah puts out that he is with. So in other words, anyone, any parent, Yosef or not Yosef, it doesn't make any difference. So who wanted to learn to, any parent who wanted to send a child to be sent there, had the opportunity to send him to be sent there. But then Shimon ben Shattach was missing. That even if a certain parent wants to engage a baby at home for the children, no, he must go to be sent there. He must learn together with other children. So there is an integration between the two takonis. And when the Gemara says here, Shimon Lamdi the Lake is the Homodino, and Dino Cholodi here, so the Gemara includes Shimon Meshach's takonis too. Because only the two takonis together really accomplish the great deal. But one takonis without the other, so would the country so much? Why was it that this prevented Mishtar Kotayon in Israel? Because of the integration between the two takonis. The takone of Shimon ben Shattach and the takone of Yeshua ben Gamli. So now, why was it necessary to be mentioned in one of the cases, the Chomodino and Dino and Chomodino here? So obviously it's like this. Since there was a takone, together with this takone, there was another takone. That every child must go to the sefer. Now, what did that mean? That meant that every child should go to the sefer in the same sefer. So there had to be one sefer just for the children of the sefer. But some of the one sefer for the children of the sefer were not on such a high level. Because they couldn't be on such a high level. Because after all, he had to accommodate every child. Some children are not so able, some children are not so diligent. So the melee, the level of the Bodhisattva in many a city was reduced to a minimum. It had to be that way. In order to educate and to give it all education to every child, regardless of his abilities and of his motivation, so the melee, the level, the standard of the Bodhisattva was reduced. So suppose a certain child wanted to learn more, then he could learn together with the other children. Since one of the parts and parcel of the takone was that every child must learn the Bodhisattva. Now, and if a father wanted to engage special melanchthon, the best melanchthon in the world, at home, he couldn't. He could, let's say, as a supplement to whatever he learns in the hours of the Bisa Seita. But, so many child on the contrary was at a disadvantage. So because of that, Shimon ben Gamli was misakening that besides the regular Bisa Seita in every city, some of which were on a relatively low level, and it had to be that way. Because the rabbi cannot neglect. You see, the children who are not of superior ability, so because of the few children who are weak, that wouldn't be right. So mainly, many of the Bodhisattva in each city were at a relatively low level. But how about the children who wanted to have other motivation and who had the ability to learn more and more? How about the children whose parents were In other words, he says, since there was, let's say, a compulsory law that everyone has to go to what this is there. So that was compulsory, maybe for the young children, for the family. He says, how about those who wore the design, the desire that we see that even prior to the attack on it of Yeshua the government? So they were for the same there for all the children, for 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds. So it's not there that Yeshua the government, who accomplished so much to improve the situation, that he should reduce the bodhisattva for the older children. So if prior to Shimon Shota, the more bodhisattva for the desire in Zion, it's unreasonable to assume that Shimon Shota eliminated. Shimon Shota, on the contrary, was, I'm Shimon Shota and you shouldn't have it. They were lazy, they were not there. So in Mele, they had to be because perhaps you had what he said there, for the coming but for the Zion and then Zion. Not because prior to the coming of Yeshua the Gamle, so there were only nations of Black. So that means not in every city did you have what he said there for older coming. So then Yeshua the Gamle was lazy and he set up the same prayer for younger Tommy. But whatever existed before, so Yeshua the Gamle did not eliminate. Mimele, he had to set up what he said for the whole Nino to accommodate the better Zion in Zion also. That's why it was necessary to appoint but it seems from the gears that we have, so it appears that there are three levels. The lowest level, I mean as far as size is concerned, so as population is concerned, so the lowest level is Iyam. Then the next higher level is Medino. And the highest level is Plach. In other words, Plach has many meanings. Now, let's see the Imam. Umachis basic vishishmishan. Omale Rabbah Shmuel Bashir. Achi Ploiti Kale. Mikabele Kabil the Achor Kitur. So, in other words, until a child is 6 years old, don't accept into the BC. Because he's too young. But after he's 6, so accepting and feeding the way one feeds an ox, otherwise whether the ox wants to eat or not. So the owner of the ox, so he's interested that the ox should be able to do a lot of work. So in the middle, if he doesn't eat, so he forces it. He imposes it upon the ox. So that's what it means. When you chastise a child, don't chastise him severely. And will be out to sit in his side. In other words, with insurance. The kare tare. The loy tare, so whoever pays attention, fight. So in other words, if he doesn't pay attention, so you can hit him very slightly, very mildly, macro power. The Tzuish Amanol with the insurance. But Shalom Yuzak. But if this is not effective, I mean, if chastising him mildly doesn't accomplish, he still doesn't learn. So then, let it ask for help. Let him sit and be a companion to somebody else. So ultimately, gradually, slowly, but surely, if he has a habuse and he learns, he has a companion in Tzapseh, he also become motivated. In other words, don't overdo it in chastising the child. Master, فكشمول ماشي مش ما عندي ليش بيعرفوا الحيوان ماشي له زي بابا وكمه في شيء عشان يشتغل فيه وصعب بيجيب خير وضعف في الإنسان بيرتشون شو ما نقول في الماك كاو شو الإنسان لا بتصحوا الخلق إن خصوصا في ناس في الإنسان داعي بيقول بيصحوا من طريقه أو ليش في مخيل بيصحوا سه بيصير فيه وصفه سيد وصفه ميس إخوت شو ما تتحاول تقول إكسبرينس في الإنسان The same religion is referenced in the Mountain Ages, and there is a special halacha in the Garden Mountain Ages that the Shechinah cannot restrain in the Mountain Ages, even though it's a big disturbance to them. Makes error in the Chotashim is as a slave, and the Garden Mountain Ages, the Chotashim, so it says that the Chotashim can restrain any tenant in the Chotashim. From becoming in Muhammad Nikis. So we see that Muhammad Nikis is no exception to the general rule. So the Gemara says, Oh, my asking the Nikis Yaakov. It means that if one of the Bnei Chotzer wants to set up a school for Gentile children to teach them not the Torah, but to teach them other subjects, let's say, mathematics, whatever. So then the Bnei Achotzer have the right to restrain. And it's pointed out by the Shemim that the same thing would apply to the Nekes Yisrael if the Nisimka is not for teaching Torah but to teach them Cheshbon or other things. Cheshbon, Torah, and other things. So the Rambam says, if only the Takori of Yeshua ben Tamle was only that no one can object against the maintenance of the Sefer at the top. But maintenance of the Sefer for something else is important as it might be. So, but they cannot. They cannot. Toshma. Schneim sheyesh v'chotzeh u'biki sheyachot en v'asniot v'yitim u'men v'gal v'yitim u'men v'yitim So it says, even in connection with Mamad Nekes, so Hanami did make it Yaakov. Hanami did make it Yaakov. Now, what does Rashi say? Now let's see the Rashi. Learn the Tzatzalecha. If you don't become motivated by mild admonition, so don't give him stringent admonition. Let him sit and just give him a companion. He chotok kiyas a yesam dam. We go in the south in Panama. And we each of him are hidden, we tap say, we say to him was his own. You see the was his own. Alright. So, Reifei, Rashi says, Meir. Umen makita. Now, the question is this. What does it mean when Yeshua ben Gamliel was misakir? That you can set up a Beis Sefer, even though it is Marbe, the Nechlosim Yetzim, so the neighbors cannot complain. Was he misakir only Beis Sefer for Torah, but no other mitzvah? Or the Takone of Yeshua ben Gamliel provided that for any bar mitzvah, so neighbors cannot complain. Suppose someone wants to set up a shul in the chotzer, because there is no place for the people to daven in Bitzivo. He wants to set up a bisakneses in the chotzer. And if there will be bisakneses, many people will come in, some will come earlier, some will come later, and he will daven first minute, second minute, third minute. So they'll say, he doesn't try to sleep, there are some who have the minyan at 6 o'clock in the morning and we like to sleep till 8. Can they object? So, there seems to be a machlokes l'shem. Now, the two, The Torah, you see, the Kufnun Bob says, V'chein, in Yechein and Mimchein, V'yodein, in Yomulami, Tenikish, and Yisrael, V'afilu Eim Rav, V'yohar Adin, Nama, Lechol, Yuh, and Mitzvah, Tegin, Lechal, and Tzoko, or in Yisrael, and Vassal. Lechol, Yuh, and Mitzvah. So, in other words, so it's not that to come down. So it's not any word, it's by feeling his addresses, or in how it's not possible, he wants to set up the chotzera, a vice for anin, to, you know, to get their lechem anin, let's say. And the top, and the neighbor say, well, he brings in all the poor people, so, and they make so much noise, I mean, and the disturbance. So they cannot object. That's what the Torah says. Oh, umashu the Yosef says, umashu was rabbein do adin chol yom the mitzvah. Came because of a bit from the Jew. The bit from the Rambam doesn't say, but it's a bit from the Jew. They love that to the Rambam in the Yishon Yisrael. Now the whole idea was it's never shall have this table, or it will be a rabbi who can have a table, or have the other stack of table, this one will go to the table. But why did Tanya schneid she made she in the hot air? Right, well, that's something else. That is something else. Now, let's see, it's just... So he says, Shabikis Leosis, the great fear of you. So the smart, the other army, the smart fear of you. Umen Pirish Ulaume Makita, the great fear of Pirish Rashi Mei. So he says, great fear, Rashi says, Mea. And Umen is Makita. So he says, the great cause of the Yoshishan. The moon that. Shamahabra or God of this world. So he says, the Mechaber cannot explain like Rashi, that Meir, that Reifen means Meir. He cannot explain like Rashi, that Reifen means Meir. Why not? Shall in some of these people, because of the whole world, the Mitzvah, in Yochel and Yuchel. So Meir, because the Mechaber passes by the door, the Tumata can be seen there on the door, but he must see his acknesses also. Oh, the Chalutz Tokalani, also. So the neighbors cannot object. So any mitzvah. So Mila is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be mounting his children. So the Mila, he couldn't explain. So in other words, so what is the smash it is? That Rashi is chelik. Rashi is chelik and do. As a matter of fact, let's see the Chedisha Amar.
which we are going to organize another piece of the mall.
Toshma, Mishishu Bayis, the Hotashu, now we ask the government of the woman, but the Gao, the Sipa Yudi, but the Sipa Ramoi.
So it's mentioned in the paper age that they can explain the Sipa Yudi,
or can I ask you the Sipa Mot? So Rashi explains the Sipa Mot, the one who can make it from here, who makes it from one in Tapa, the who may have a school of Mechlas, the Yisham Kilgot.
So Rashi explains the Sipa Mot in the means that he is in one way, he's a teacher of the teachers. In other words, he teaches the teachers of the one the Nekes how to teach the Nekes.
So they make more noise than the Nekes themselves.
So he says, who made a school of Mechlas? He teaches the one the Nekes how to teach the Nekes.
The Yisham Kilgot, they make more noise than the Nekes.
So that becomes clear. This is how Rashi. This is, now Pin says, let's see what Pin says.
Indian reporters, to your chakunas. We say from what time one of you shall go on here, the Kigoto, the Kigoto, to the Kamala, my woman, the Kadaki, the Sigma Monte, to Muslim Navy, Kim Tashun, the Kadaki, our civil order, who have been running for the Nakes and Nina, but why is the so Nike, Sigma Monte?
So, El Nira, who is a pure shark, Sigma Monte case is stories of me, who all have possibly come on civil order, in Nirta Mastashi.
So there is a machlokes between Rashi and Jesus. According to Rashi, so Sefer Motei where the Kenya, the Shechem, Kenya Israel means the Melamim of the Nekes Eliya. So Yishon to God. According to Tensis, it doesn't make any difference. Whether it's Melamim of the Nekes, Kol Yir or just the Nekes of a certain section, or but the Rach, Tensis explains the Rach. Saint Ramote means the scrivener, the one who writes thoughts.
So that's something else, there's nothing to do with him at all.
Now let's see what the Ramban says. We start with Ramote, Peyushe, Kesef, Shtores, and Yir, that's like Tensis. But then he says, Oisifrite. Oisifrite. Now, Tensis doesn't say Oisifrite, just says, Saint Shtores, and Yir.
So,
but the Ramban mentions, Sifre Torah as well. Sifre Torah as well.
So in other words, so that means now Sifre Torah is certainly mitzvah.
So that means that the Ramban is Chayyukyan and the two. According to the two and the Jews of Yitro.
So the Takoda of Yishon Megamwe applies only to Talmud Torah.
To what he said, but not to any other mitzvah. Let's say a bisatfire to maintain a bisatfire, or a place where you distribute food for Ani, you know it's a big mitzvah. They are the Shechem Ken mitzvah. Only in Bisei, it's a special takon. Bisei, that's all. But other mitzvahs not. Other mitzvahs, not. According to the Rambam. Because the Ramban says, Bisachim and Motte Pinch, Kesif Shtoris and Yir, or Yisif Eteya. So they can't be said. But the Yitro and the Torah says, even a Bistviro, Ha'ulani, so the Torah and the Yitro couldn't explain it the way the Ramban explains it. This is what, so the Smart says, because the Yibush explains, the Mechaba, when Mechaba says, Shibikish losses, Rinfimuim and Gao. What does Rinfimuim? So the Rubu says that the Chabad means by Rinfimuim Meyao. Rashi says Meyao. So the smile is massive. He says Rashi explains it that way because Rashi is Rinfimuim. And Rashi is that the only exception is Talmud Torah. So that's the only activity that cannot be restrained. On account of the fact that it produces noise. But other activities of mitzvah, so according to Rashi, so that means Rashi agrees with the shite of the Ramban, the Ramban mentions. In other words, that let's say a sefer of Sefer Torah, of film, of mezuzahs, can be restrained, even though it's also a mitzvah. So that's why Rashi can say that Rashi means a name. But the Mechaba passes like the Torah,
that it's not only Talmud Torah that is immune against this restraint on the basis of noise, on the basis that it's nuisance, but any mitzvah is immune against this restraint, against this injunction of nechmosim yezim, against nechmosim yezim. So the male male should also be, a male should also have immunity against an injunction on the basis of in Yochanan Shem, because of nechmosim yezim. So in other words, so he said, Rashi, because Rashi should not say, this is what this man said. Mashayimki, the Mechaber, he passes like the two, not like Rashi. Not like Rashi, not like the Rambam. In other words, and they hold that every mitzvah activity is immune against this injunction on the basis of the Yochanan Shem, because of the Yochanan Shem. So Mayor, and Mayor is also immune. And Mayor also is immune. So he said, "Your book shall have our book with you, your head, shall in some of this be because of the whole human beings in your movement." So, what does the Mechaber mean by the faith? So the Mechaber said, so the Sma says, "Loche mine, in Pirish Rente, shall Rente in Pirish New York. The human Pirish Mach is done, in what life? The one who brought out the Sma Chazal, so it was very customary for people to have it. Because it's done, I mean, not only this man Chazal, I mean, even in the United States, 50 years ago, so it was a universal practice, that the barbers, besides giving haircuts, they were makis down too, and that's why they had that sign, you know, that was the insignia of the makis down. They considered themselves, in those days, the barbers were considered as big professionals. So, I mean, so they still have that same, they still maintain the same insignia. So, that's so that's no reason. All right, he said, the Pirish Friedrich, you will make a good deal. The human Pirish Makizdar, Kane Zoyach Lilis, Lahibus. All right. So, so he said, according to Mechaber, Rebbe doesn't mean a male. Because a male, according to Mechaber, is immune against this injunction. He's immune against this injunction. So, on the basis of the Yochanan Shem. But what does it mean? It means the regular dark. So the Taza, the Tashi, what is it? Maybe according to the Mechaber passes the same thing. The Chedei Shul Yoram didn't get his foil. Tell you what is your basis. They are Shem Yechem and Chedei Yom 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 So the question is, the melee, any mitzvah in the Chabatastis, one is immune. You respect any mitzvah, not after Chabatastis. So may also be immune. So what does the Tas say? So what does the Sma say? Rekhe doesn't mean male, Rekhe means the Tas. No, and the doctor is not mitzvah. To you people who are sick, it's not mitzvah. It's the mitzvah. That's the task. Hasogi against the Sma. So he said it. Umashi Yikshu Sma, Yim Sma Rabbeinu Meir, Hosien, Kosh Mitzvah, Ma, Kosh Yim Mitzvah, Ma'ani, my teaching if he said, Umashi Yikshu Sma, 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 also, when the question arises, so why does Rashi say? So this is also mitzvah. So even if we don't explain it like Rashi, so how can we explain the Gemara? The Rashi says that Rebbe can be woman, so that the Shrim can be Nachi, but the Torah and the Ritva are saying that any mitzvah activity the Shrim cannot be Nachi. So no matter how you explain the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah if you explain it in the sense of male, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be Malki and Yoga. It's a mitzvah. If you explain it in the sense of the doctor, so it's a mitzvah, Mashi Leitzel, and the Ramzah is okay. So the Rabbam, you know, is involved in the Shamish Nidor, that's the mitzvah that is incumbent of Amorite to heal people, sick people. Mashi Leitzel, and the Ramzah is okay. Even if he's not a Hirshay, he's a but if he's sick, so it's a mitzvah to heal him, to cure him, he should be sick. it comes within the mitzvah of Vashevetz, or the Rabbis are in the Sunday, if it is not Kedoshim Yisakon. So, how will they explain the bright side of Veifei that he can display? So the Tassel is the Mirei, the Hochek of Sotareinu, you and the mitzvah, King Chalmuzokim, who is followed you, the heavens, the Tavke being a mitzvah, Hakonu Vitzel Vanoshim Kmeyeru, the Hochek, שאם כן תשאר אפשר לראות בפרובות האנושים שצריך למיקח מיד כמו אפשר לעשה עם זה מאלו אם הוא בעניין שיובדו הבחר באנושים בעצם. So he says, what not every mitzvah activity is in you? Only mitzvahs like Talmud Torah, what is in there, or Mitzvah, or Chilkanim, because this is something that cannot be done in the private homes. You cannot distribute stock a charity to a meeting every time to the different home. You have to have a special place where you distribute stock a meeting. You cannot have it secure every time in a different home. So there must be one place where it happens, it's in the balance. So in many ways it's in you. Mashaim came in you. Machine can do it, so why do we have to, let's say, why is it? But every time someone has a boy, is born clean, so let the male come to the house of the father and leave out, so it will not cause any nuisance to anybody. Why does the male have to do it in his own house? Since when is the male? Does a male have to be mild children in his own house? Let the male, trust me, go to the house of the infant. That's why, not the Rashi is chelik on the Toshi. Rashi can agree with the Toshi. That's not only the same that is in you, but any mitzvah activity that is in you. But only the kind of mitzvah activity that has to be maintained in one place all the time. But if it is the kind of a mitzvah activity that can be realized every time in the home of the infant, let's say like Yemeya, so then there is no unity. So Yemeya, the Mechaber, the Mechaber is right. The Mechaber, even though the Mechaber passes like the door, but it still can explain later in the sense of a name. The sense of a name. And we have to say, what the Taz says, we have to say the Tzatu, because the Taz says a very strong assertion against the Sma. The Sma says that according to the Torah, so a male cannot be respected. A male cannot be respected, according to the Torah. So, a male cannot be respected, but a rape can be respected. Now, what does this man mean? There is no mitzvah in pure mystery for it. There is mitzvah. Pure mystery. The answer is, whatever the task says in connection with male, that it has no immunity. The activities of male have no immunity, because the male can do it in the home of the infant. So the same thing the smile will say in respect to your infant. Who says, well, I mean, that has to coincide with the situation. The situation in Chicago today, in Chicago, so you can't get it back at all. As long as Dr. Solomon was in Chicago, okay, so you could get it all. But now Dr. Solomon is not in Chicago, so it's very, very difficult to get a doctor at home. And even if you pull up the doctor and you tell him that the child is over 105, the doctor will tell you, bring him to my office. He will not come. So in other words, so apparently that's the pshat in the Sma. When the Sma says that the male he couldn't, because the Torah says that any mitzvah activity has been moved. So according to the Torah and the Chaver, what does they mean? The regular doctor. So the task asks, so what about it? The doctor, that's not a mitzvah. The answer is it is a mitzvah. But so the doctor does not have to maintain an office in his home. Somebody is sick, let him trust me, they go to the home of the sick person, you have been a bigamist. You have been a bigamist. So remember that why a doctor does not have immunity to have it in his office. Because the mitzvah can be fulfilled with all splendor and with more splendor if he will go to the home of the sick person rather than the sick person who comes to his office. That's the shah in the smile. But the question is one shah. If the smile was with that oneness, that's what in connection with a doctor lighting the smile and saying the same story in respect to a male, this is what the Taz is saying. So the Taz applied the same story to a very and to a male. So apparently, under the smile knew what he was talking about. Because it has been the practice hundreds of years ago that every breeze should be performed in a place where people are initially. You see that the shite of the Eben Reizei, you know, Shabbos, is marked. Let's say, if there is a police on Shabbos, so you is there on Shabbos, but carrying the clinic, that's not Shabbos, Shabbos, never Shabbos. So, and the clinic cannot walk, cannot move in footsteps, so we don't apply the law of Chaim Yisrael. And even if we did apply the law of Chaim Yisrael, we are born in Tzotzer, only the right seat is not the master. So, the Eliezer says, he gives an answer. In other words, if a priest is on Shabbos, and moments, and the minute he's oiling is to have the priest in the shul, and what should he do, not allowed to carry him? So two women or two men should carry the baby together. And we pass that Shnai Shos, if they are here, so true, but there is a Nisan Rabon. So he says, since it's a countless in the city, well, it's countless, so if two Jews or two Jewesses will carry the baby, so it will be Shnai Shos, and Izeyoche, so the male, so it's like Izeyoche, so it's mine. So we see Adun that he was making a while in order to be able to have the breeze in the shoe. So we see from that the universal practice in those days was to have the breeze in the shoe, in a separate place, in the shoe, not in the home of the Indian. So in Melee, this is why the smart country in the days of the smart, it was a universal practice not to have the breeze in the home of the Indian, but to have it in the shoe. So if somebody wants to become a male in his house, and he'll have the bisakhila there too, every day. It's evil. Where people will die, it's evil. So in other words, in such a case, according to the shita of the two, It's a mitzvah activity that could not be fulfilled. It could be fulfilled in the home of the infant. But if the universal practice is that it's not on the home of the infant, so melee, it already has that infant. So that's all the Shabbat made out to be with. Because there is an infant. The problem is, I don't know what's the special infant, but if that was the universal practice among Jews hundreds of years ago, so I suppose that there is an Indian in having a police in the show, where people, it doesn't mean the show. If there is an Indian in having it in the show, so it's certainly, it's an Indian in having it in the Visita. And as far as the Visita is concerned, so then it certainly has a unit. So suppose the one who is the Melamed Ages, he wants to have Mila over there, a place to be Mal. So the Sma says, according to the Shita of the Tour, so he has a new. So the middle, he says that the Mechaber, when he says Reife, he means a doctor, in the country, there is no Hidu in the doctor curing the patients in his office. He'll have a bigger mitzvah if you come to the home of the sick person, it will be a bigger mitzvah. Then the patient comes to the doctor's office. So never there is no reason why we should give immunity to a doctor in regard to this kind of nuisance which causes a disturbance to all the neighbors. This is the pshat in this matter. Okay. Now,